What kind of work are you doing the most of right now this time of year?
Well, a lot of planting of the shrubbery. A lot, you know, it's a good time to do other stuff like rock work, walls, you know, stone walls, stuff like that. I seem to install a lot of French drains during the rainy weather when people start having water problems. You know, I can solve any water problems they might have. And just, you know, everybody's really getting ready for summer and their lawn, you know, some chemicals, you know, get with their chemical guy on their lawn.
This time of year is not really a typical time of the year we think about for planting things around our house. So what would you recommend people try, or what is this time of year good for planting?
Well, I mean, you know, it springs in the air, so everybody's thinking it's time to plant, you know, and we get a little taste of warm weather, and, you know, the stores start putting out their bedding plants for summer, and people think it's time to plant. But you need to watch the weather for, like, April through the end of April because of the cold. We may be getting down in below freezing and stuff, so it could hurt some of your plants if you plant them too early. But like major shrubbery, real big shrubberies, you can plant them. They're okay. They can take the cold, you know, especially evergreen plants and stuff.
So if somebody wants to plant a lot of trees, bushes for cover, like in the back of their yard or something, this is a good time to do that.
That's it. Yeah. This time of the year, and any really through the winter months, if you're doing some big trees that cost a lot of money, you want to put them in during the winter months. So it's just the guarantee of them living is like 99% versus 75% any other time on big stuff, and you're paying $200 to $300 for one plant.
I was going to ask about that. Does making your yard look nicer, planting nice plants and bushes, have to be expensive?
Not really. I was just comparing what we delivered yesterday to the amount of money you spent. You got less material, but the size of your material really stands out. It already makes a statement, where the plant material I delivered yesterday was real small, but it was the same amount of money. Yours stands out more than this. It was a new house I delivered to, and all the plants were 3 gallons, so they were, you know, 2 or 3 foot tall. So they really, I mean, from a distance, you couldn't even see the plants, you know, 100 yards away. But when you buy bigger plants, it really makes a difference.
I'm pretty clueless about making my yard look nicer, as I suspect a lot of families are. What would you recommend they do as far as the first steps to take to making their yard look nicer? Talk with somebody like you, or what should they do?
Well, yeah, I mean, talk to a lot of people like me, because we all have different ideas and we all see things different ways. So, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, talk to somebody that's been in it for 20 years or plus, because they've been around, they've seen a lot, and the climate changes, you know, in cycles. So, you know, they'll know what to look for. To me, the biggest change, you know, that shows up is sod. To me, the greenery of a nice green lawn, it outlines the shrub beds, it does everything. To me, huge natural areas, just, they don't do anything for me. You know, it's more money to maintain a large natural area than it is just to mow some grass, zoysia, or, you know, something like that.
Bottom line is, this all contributes to curb appeal.
That's right. The sod makes a statement. A nice, neat cut lawn will stand out over anything, even your shrubbery. I mean, they'll look at the lawn before they will the plants. Most people do.
If somebody wants to get some more information from you or some questions answered, how do they reach you?
They can reach me on a cell phone at 205-965-5986, and at home, 205-665-1547.